Hey guys, this is Greg Denning, and you are in the School of Awesome Sauce, where I share with you amazing stories and strategies to help you live an extraordinary life. Hey guys, Greg Denning here. Thanks for joining me for another episode. Got some awesome stories to share tonight and some powerful life lessons. It's interesting right now in life, like we're going after, we have some massive goals. And I'll repeat this. I'll teach this often. We live by dumb goals, right? And we know we've all heard the acronym SMART goals that are specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time bound. And those are important, right? But I think those ones, that's like the planning phase for me. Like you got to SMART goals in order to hit your dumb goals. And I came up with this years ago because I feel like all these small goals, they don't have the fire. They don't have the power to drive people, to light you up, right? To cause the transformation. You got to have some serious power in order to get transformation. And a lot of SMART goals don't have it. So I came up with an acronym several years ago for DUMB. And it's they're demanding, they're unrealistic, they're meaningful, and they're bold. And that's what I love to live for. And we have a bunch of big, dumb goals right now, but it is frustrating. And I rarely get frustrated. I rarely get irritated. I'm an optimistic, happy guy. I like to just roll with it. And like, you know, life's too short to be grumpy. So I like to be happy, but today I'm feeling frustrated. We have 7 kids, guys. That's a lot. And, you know, I want to be healthy and fit. I want to earning a great education. I want to have a wonderful and extraordinary relationship with my wife, which I do. I want to have a great relationship with each of my kids. That's 7. That's a lot. And I want to have an impact and keep building my businesses and, you know, be connected in the community. There's so many things I want to do. And I feel frustrated because I don't want to neglect any of those important things. Right. But then progress is so slow sometimes. And in my mind, I'm like, man, I know I could knock that out. I could just go after it and get it done and deliver the goods. But then I'd have to neglect other important things. And so I often feel stuck there, right? And today I was feeling that frustration. Like, oh, man, I could just really go for it if what? I don't know. I don't know what the if is. I've thought about this all the time. I still do. And I just refuse to neglect those important things. I know a lot of guys... A lot of people will neglect their health to build up their business, or they'll neglect their children or their marriage or their spirituality or their education or something. And I understand there's times and seasons, right? Sometimes you got to turn it on and neglect a little bit some of those other things so you can really deliver the goods. But man, you guys, I don't want to do that. I want to maintain the things that really matter most and live according to my priorities, because that's what I teach and that's what I live and that's what brings happiness and balance. And so I realize sometimes I'm frustrated because it's slow growth. I'm not getting near the gains and the speed that I could because I'm balancing all these really good things. And to me, that's how I'm going to roll. That's how I'm going to live my life, man. If I don't end up doing extraordinary things in business, which I'm going to anyways, it's just going to take longer. So if I don't get there as fast as I want, because I'm taking care of my marriage and my children and my health and my education, so be it. So be it, my friends. But today, you know, I'm feeling frustration and drag, thinking, if I could just go faster. And I love how life does this to me. It gives you a reality check. And so I run to the store. I was looking for something. I couldn't find it. I'm looking around for someone to help me. I can't find anyone to help. And so finally I go and I see this gentleman and I walk over and I ask him. And man, nicest guy, super sharp, extremely helpful. And as he was leading me over to the place, I noticed he had a severe limp and some handicaps. And it just hit me. Just a reality check. I'll bet that good man, about my same age, good man. I can just tell, just genuinely helpful guy. And I'll bet you, in fact, I guarantee you, he's often felt very frustrated and very trapped because of his physical handicaps. And I'm sure he's wanted to do things that he has not been able to do because he was born with some disabilities. And in fact, that's one of the most inspiring things I've ever seen, is when people who have some disabilities turn those into huge abilities, right? And they inspire us all by these reality. Well, just they give me a reality check to me. They inspire us all by their determination and what they do go out and accomplish in spite of the obstacles. But it was just, man, I just met that good man and thought, okay, I bet you he's felt frustrated a long time too. And I can settle my heart and mind here in my frustrations and have a bit of a reality check. And so I want to share another story, actually, if you'll let me. Like, I love this one. So there I was. We were actually living in Morocco at the time. We went down there and we spent 3 months living in Marrakesh and just loved every bit of it. Such an incredible culture and country and the religion. It was, you know, all Islamic, and hearing the call to prayer 5 times a day and being deeply immersed. We lived right there in the old town, right in there with the people. It felt like I stepped into another world, in the old world, and it was incredible. We loved it there. But as soon as we landed on the ground, we go looking for a martial arts gym. We love to get in the gym, work out, and find martial arts and other classes and things. So we found this awesome gym. They were teaching Taekwondo, but it was more like MMA stuff and personal defense as well. And it was Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., right? And most of the guys in the class, it was a packed class every night. They were working all day long. And the only break they had, they came in after a long, hard work day to come in there. And the total cost for the class for 2 hours each session was, you know, in the conversion was only $1. So I got 2 hours of intense, hardcore, really high quality training for $1. It was amazing. And so, but it was hardcore. Like, it was tough. When we first went, my kids were like, I'm not doing that. And this guy, big old guy, just screaming and yelling in Arabic. And, you know, like, whoa, this is intense. Like, none of the boundaries that we have in the Western world, right? Just like they they throw down. And so we got into it. My kids got into it. We loved it. We made massive, massive progress. We really improved a ton because it was so intense. And 6 hours a week. I mean, we went after it. It was so fun. But anyways, one of the times we were out sparring, and the instructor loved to pick on me and go after me. And he and I were wrestling one time, and he threw in this just came around my throat and hit really, really hard, right in my throat. And man, it hurt so bad. And I was like, he went a little too far on that one. Anyways, a lot of pain, and then next day I really couldn't talk, and then, you know, like, the day after that, voice is gone. Like, gonzo, I cannot speak. And you guys, like, I learn a living teaching and speaking and mentoring and coaching, nothing, gone. I can't even make a sound. And I'm like, okay, maybe it's just, you know, a reaction here, and like, I'll get this back. It's coming back. No big deal. We'll get this back. A week passes. I cannot speak. Like, I'm like sign language and charades with my kids and my wife. No speaking. No work. Right? And I'm like, man, I better go see a doctor. And so, and you guys, I'm feeling kind of frustrated, right? Another example here where I'm feeling kind of frustrated and almost on the edge of throwing this pity party, like, this stinks. I literally cannot make a sound with my throat and my voice. My voice is gone. And feeling kind of frustrated. I can't communicate with kids, can't communicate with my wife, can't do any video recording or any other recordings at all, any audio recording. I can't do anything, right? And again, another reality check. I love when this happens. And so my wife and I go out into Marrakesh. I'm going to catch a cab. We're going to go out and go get some groceries for the kids or something. So I jump in the cab, and my wife tells him where we want to go, and we go down to the store. We get out down there, and I turn to him. They speak Arabic there, and then French is their second language, and I knew a few French words, and so I just try as hard as I could to say, ça coûte combien? Like, how much does it cost, right? And it was so hard, like just I was trying so hard to get that out, and it was just so quiet, and like he couldn't understand. He's like, "What?" And I was like, I was trying so hard to say it, and he was trying to communicate back with me and making no sound either. I'm like, "What's going on?" And then he pulls down his collar, and he pushes on this metal plate that he's got over his throat, and he pushes on the plate. And then he's able to speak with a raspy voice like this. And he was able to tell me how much I owed. And boom, right? This huge reality check. It's one of those like divine coincidences, right? It was like that was so random that I have an injured throat. I'm kind of feeling frustrated about it. And we go out and just happen to get a random taxi passing by in a busy city. And this guy has lifelong voice issues, and the only way he can make sound is by he wears this little metal plate necklace and pushing it against his throat, he can then make some sounds. And there it was again. Serious reality check. Like, okay, man, I really can't be frustrated. I need to switch my mindset to gratitude. And, whoa. Realize how grateful I am, and that mine's just temporary, and his is permanent. And man, another reminder, guys, another reminder to keep perspective. We need to become experts, masters of perspective, because if we can maintain a proper perspective, we can keep the right mindset and attitude, and we can get through just about anything. In fact, I'll be a little stronger than that. We can get through everything. If we can maintain perspective, and man, that's what it's all about, right? And that's what I told you that in an earlier podcast. That's what really made the biggest difference in my life was when I was out on my own in the streets in the hardest times. I was reading books like Man's Search for Meaning and The Hiding Place, right? Where I was just getting these serious reality checks about these people suffering in concentration camps. And we watched with my family. I'm getting ready to lead a World War II expedition. So I lead trips for youth and for families. And so we're taking 20 people over on a World War II expedition. We're gonna go hit five countries, start in Berlin, hit the memorials there, and go into Poland and Krakow and Auschwitz and Birkenau, and then through Slovakia and Austria, hit Vienna and Salzburg, and then the Neuschwanstein Castle, then up into Prague in the Czech Republic or Czechia, and then back up to Dresden. And awesome, right? I lead that trip, and it's just life-changing, serious reality checks, perspectives, right? Hearing the inspiring stories of survivors and people who endured so well, and the heroic things that people did, and some of the terrible things that humanity has done. And that is just always a game changer there with that perspective. I'll share some more stories here in some coming episodes about that trip, and on that trip, I'll even share some stories and some experiences we have there that just change the way you see the world and see life. And like somebody one time said, a mind once expanded can never return to its former dimensions. Sometimes you have these reality checks and you can't go back. It changes the way you see things from there on out. And we need to have those things. And that was a reminder for me today, and reminded me of that story in Morocco. And ultimately on that story, I got to tell you what happened. It was kind of crazy. So I ended up finding a doctor. And I go in there, and he speaks a little bit of broken English. And I'm like, "Look, man, I'm trying to communicate with him. Like, I can't speak." And he's like, "Oh, I think you might have damaged your throat. I need to send a camera down in your throat to look." And I'm like, "Okay, it might be a little uncomfortable. He's gonna shove a tube down there and look at a camera or something." And he's like, "No, we have to go through your nose." And I was like, "Oh man, come on, not through my nose." So, and I have a really small nasal cavity because my brother punched me when we were little kids and he broke my nose. So my nasal cavities are really small, and or passages are. And so this guy takes his camera, like lubricates a little bit, and jams it in there. It's just so tight and so painful. My eyes are watering, my nose is watering, and I'm sitting there in on the African continent in Marrakesh, like in the old city, like leaning back on this chair while this dude's just jamming this camera down my nose. And oh man, it was excruciating. And gets it all the way down there, and then he hits your gag reflex, and he's shoving it down my throat, and I'm just, like, sitting on this chair in Africa, like, ah, what is happening? Oh, man, it was crazy, and he gets it all down the way, and then he gets down, and he's like, oh, you know, it's fine, it's just a little inflammation down there, so everything's good. The inflammation will go down in a couple days, and you'll be good, back to normal. Oh, man, it was another wild Denning experience, like classic Denning right there. But you guys, just want to share a couple of stories. Actually, I've got hundreds more, and I'll keep sharing them as we go along here. My whole So There I Was series of just experiences around the world where we have been in some of the wealthiest areas on Earth and some of the poorest, and how we have learned beautiful life lessons, and we have been taught and given perspectives in miraculous ways, in incredible ways, surprising ways you never thought of. So, man, look forward to those in coming podcast episodes, sharing those stories. And this is what I love to do, you guys. This is why when I do the coaching, like we have our monthly coaching program, when I'm mentoring and coaching people, like to share these principles and truths and the stories and the perspectives that can shift right away. Because it's so easy for us to get irritated and frustrated, sometimes angry, where we might get bitter towards a family member or a friend, where we might hold on to grudges and hurts, and we might lose perspective about what really matters in life and what's a big deal and what's actually not a big deal. So, you know, on that note, let me just throw that question out to you. Is there something in your life right now that's causing you some problems that maybe a little shift in perspective could change? And what's that shift? What's that new perspective you can have? And that the question is then, look, guys, how would my life be different, or how would this situation be different if I had a better perspective? Just let that sink in. How would this situation be better or different if I had a better perspective? And if it would change and make things so much better, then choose to have the better perspective. It literally is a choice. Choose to have the better perspective, just like I did with both of those stories, to say, okay, wait a minute. I need to have a little reality check here and check myself and my thinking and my perspective and make that shift, and then things are better, right? Love that stuff. You guys remember, no matter what's going on in life, awesome is always an option. And it's definitely an option when we're talking about choosing an attitude and a perspective and a reality check about life. Reach upward, my friends. Hey, everybody, thanks so much for listening to this episode. I hope you got a lot of value out of it and found some things that you can apply to your life right away. Hey, I'm being totally sincere when I say I live to help you live your extraordinary life. So I hope you'll reach out to me if you have any questions, or let me know how I can help you in any important area of your life. And in fact, you know, this podcast is brought to you by the School of Awesome Sauce monthly coaching program. Take advantage of that. Get in there. If it's the best way to get a breakthrough to the next level, so you can level up your health, your spirituality, your emotions, your mind, your relationships, your finances, business, every part of your life. Just get in there where you have a coach and a mentor. You have a supportive community to make things happen. So jump in there, take advantage of this, try it out, get in there with us, and level up your life. See you on the inside. Reach upward.